Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. I have to run something by you guys because I try to share things with you guys. So yesterday, I went with a young lady to the game. She's a fine young lady, swell young lady. We're starting to get to know each other. She cheers for Kansas. Not really my cup of tea, but I'm not here to judge. If you're a KU fan, you're a KU fan. I accept you for who you are. No one's perfect. That's just your flaw. I can live with that. So before the game, you know, just when we get off work, Rob, it's that kind of weird time where you're hungry, you want to get something to eat, you're not entirely sure. You know, I don't want to eat at the stadium just because it's costly. You know how that goes. So I say, hey, where would you like to go get something to eat? You're a KU fan. You don't really care about this game before. Why don't we stop? We get something to eat. Then we can walk over to the game. She says, sure. Okay. All right. Cool. Works for me. Where do you want to go eat? She wanted to go to the sushi restaurant not far from the stadium. So we go and we're having conversations. You know, she picks sushi out. I pick my sushi. You know, we're having a good time. Things are going well so far, Rob. Then the food gets there. And I see her look very puzzled at the chopsticks. And I'm like, are you not hungry anymore? She then turned to me and said, I don't know how to use chopsticks. And I'm thinking, okay, it's a little odd for an adult to not know how to use chopsticks.
Hold on real quick. She suggested sushi and doesn't use chopsticks for her sushi?
Rob, you are just as confused as I was at this exchange. So she's looking a little bit confused because I pick up the chopsticks. I'm using the chopsticks. And she's like, I don't know how to use them. So I was like, all right, well, what I do is I ball up a napkin and I was like, I just learned how to practice. Like I practiced picking up the napkin until I felt comfortable enough to start using it on food. So I hand her the chopsticks. She tries this for about 20 seconds, gives up and says, I can't do it. Like, all right, cool. At that moment, I don't know why I thought this. I expected her to then eat the sushi with her hand. That is not what she did. She grabbed a fork and she grabbed the fork and picked at the sushi like it was a medium rare steak. It turned me off. I can't lie. I'm not here to judge people. Live your own life. It is your journey and that's perfectly fine. I accept your journey. When you grabbed at the steak as a full adult woman and you picked at the sushi like it was a tenderloin, I don't know if we can move forward as two people. She was swell to be around outside of that, but that really did it for me, Rob. That might, I don't know if we can move forward as two people. If number one, you suggested to go get sushi, you don't know how to use chopsticks, and just the whole decorum of it. I can't do it.
I mean,
There's some sushi decorum that I probably break. I put more soy sauce on my sushi than the average person, but that's kind of when you look past. Why would you suggest a place you don't know how to use chopsticks? Why would you quit trying to use chopsticks so quickly? Fork is a problem from the jump. And then you shouldn't be eating sushi like it's a burrito bowl. You should just... that's rough. Then you went to the game with this person? I don't know if I could look at them the same. I would have been like,
At that point, I had already committed for the evening. I had already committed to doing all of the activity. She was swell to be around. We had a fun time at the game. It was very enjoyable to me. I got to see another KU loss. She wasn't super happy at the end. But, hey, it was cool. I had a good time at the game. Had great seats at the game. It was a good time. I got to see Hunter Dickinson play like Hunter Dickinson. All was well to me. There was only one thing that went wrong. It was literally only one thing that went wrong.
I just can't get over suggesting sushi while not having any concept of how to eat sushi. It literally has my brain in a pretzel back here. It'd be like, there's like some food I don't like. I would never be like, hey, on a first date, let's go to this restaurant I dislike. Why would you do that? Why would you set yourself up to fail?
I don't know. I would have been happier if she had just grabbed the sushi with her hand. I would have been much happier if that's what she decided to do. That's not what she decided to do. She wanted to live her own life. You know what? It's your own journey. Again, I'm not here to judge anybody.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.